Hey all, this is Pastor Christopher Stout from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. And today our family is going to pray the primary texts of the Christian faith, the things that teach us what we are to do, how we fail to do it, but then of course, above all things, about who our Lord is and what he has done for us and the gifts that he gives to us in prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. So the first primary text of the Christian faith are the Ten Commandments. Secondarily, they tell us how we are to live, what we are to do, what sort of people we ought to be. But foundationally, and always, they are going to show us how great of a need that we have for our Savior, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God, the Father who sent the Son to die for us, to be our Savior, to bear our sin, that we might have the forgiveness of sins. So this is the first primary text of the Christian faith, the Ten Commandments. Together,
you shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Now, after we hear what we are to do, and also after we hear that we fail to do this, we always confess then who our God is for us, namely that he is our creator, that we've been created fearfully, wonderfully made by him, that he's our redeemer. Jesus Christ is our Lord, purchased us and redeemed us because he was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and buried all for us, and that he gives to us his Spirit and the Christian church, the communion of saints. So who is God for us? This is the second part. The second foundational part of the Christian faith, we confess this in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And that our Lord that we believe in, who we call God the Father, also gives us to call upon him in prayer, by saying, Our Father. He says, You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, and he gives us his name to use it well, to use it correctly, and we do this. Our Lord, in fact, not only tells us to pray, he also teaches us to pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord gives us to call upon him as our Father because we are his children, and he has made this in the gift of holy baptism. Every Christian ought to know something about holy baptism, confession and absolution, and the Lord's Supper. So there's a couple primary texts that our scriptures give to us. One of them is this. Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, we're going to sing this one,
therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, verse 19.
Also, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark,
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
Also, a primary text about confession and absolution, how we receive forgiveness from the church, from the pastors, as from God himself, comes from the Gospel of St. John. Together, this is what St. John the Evangelist writes in chapter 20. The Lord Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And the final primary text of the Christian faith is that of from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul, where our Lord Jesus Christ institutes his supper for us to eat and drink and for the forgiveness of our sins. We say together, the holy evangelist Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul write, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So these would be what we would call the primary texts of the Christian faith. They are the ABCs of which we build upon. You always come back to them because they teach us how we are to live, how we fail to live as we are called to live as children of God, who our God is, and the gifts that he gives to us in prayer, baptism, confession, absolution, and the gift of the Lord's Supper, in which we receive the forgiveness of sins in the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. These are foundational for us, and they always are. We thank God for you listening to this, and we pray for you.
Bye.
Peace to you. You can say bye.
Bye. Adios. Say adios.